Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Hey, Sullivan.
What's up, Barley?
Don't fence me in. Today, we're going to talk about boundaries.
Yeah. And so don't fence you in.
Don't fence me in. So yes, we are here this whole month to talk about boundaries, to understand how they show up in a coaching situation, why they're important, what are they, and quite frankly, how to coach them.
Yeah. And I think what's going to be really most important to start out with, Jen, is what are they? Because some people think it's the don't fence me in.
Well, I like to think about boundaries as how do I stay in relationship with other people, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of times you think of a boundary as this is my territory, this is your territory. Think of actually a fence on a big piece of property, a pasture per se. And that then all of a sudden you would fence in what's yours and tell people where they could trespass and where they couldn't. And it's pretty effective when it comes to boundary lines. But in relationships, it's a little bit different. It is identifying what is acceptable in the relationship, but it's normally so that I can stay in relationship with somebody else.
Okay, I get that. And I think, too, just to add on to that, it's that, like, I'm a huge fan. Well, I don't know if it's a huge fan, but I have a really high value on responsibility. And when I think about boundaries, I feel like it has a lot to do with responsibility. So I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. I'm going to take responsibilities for my emotions. I'm going to take responsibilities for how I show up. And then I don't need to take responsibility for how you show up, right? I don't need to take responsibility for your actions. I don't need to take responsibility for your emotions. So I think it's, I like that you're talking about like that line, but for me, the line is a little bit more of, for me personally, it's so connected with responsibility.
Totally. And I get that about that we can't be responsible for what other people do, but we can be responsible for what we allow into our lives and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, big time.
So it's interesting because when clients come to us for coaching, they don't really sit there and go, I need to set a boundary. It actually comes out in their stories and what they're talking about in their situations. And so if you were to think about what are sort of the key indicators that there might be a boundary issue, what would you say that is?
Well, I think people pleasing is the first thing that pops up for me. It's the, oh my gosh, I need to do this or else somebody's going to be pissed. Oh, wait, I need to take this phone call. Oh, I need to show up for this meeting. Oh, I need to show up at, you know, I got to go help my friend move something or else they're going to be pissed. So that's the first thing that pops up for me. And a lot of things too, another thing actually is guilt. Like people feel guilty for saying no. So those are the two things that pop up into my head.
Yeah, I think that's really great because it's sort of the consequence, right? It's when people are exasperated, oh, I said yes to this, I really don't want to, but I don't want them mad. It's when people are frustrated, when they are irritated with other people, when they feel as if they are at the effect of other people's demands, their wishes, their requests, or their conversations even. So boundaries come up when people don't take into account what they need and they are at the effect of what other people just automatically do.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, right. It's that cause and effect thing. Or it's being at the cause of how you show up and not being at the effect how you think other somebody else thinks that you should show up.
Yeah. So boundaries are interesting because people will sometimes be like, yeah, I need to set a boundary. This is what I need to do. But they don't understand how to do it or they go to mind reading tactics, right? So they should know that I don't want this in my life when they speak about other people. As coaches, it's about how do we help people get clear on why are they even establishing a boundary, what the boundary actually is, do they need to communicate it to anybody, and how to make it stand.
Yeah, and I think why it's important right now.
Yep, That's good. So anyway, we're going to be exploring all of that in the future podcast.
Let's do.
All right.
I'm setting a boundary. We're done.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.